My name's Elizabeth Lamb, and I'm the Executive Director of the Los Cerritos Wetlands Land Trust, and I'm speaking on behalf of our over 1,000 members and supporters. I want you to know that at first, the proposed land swap looked like it could be a good idea. Why not trade out some underused city-owned property in urban Long Beach in order to move into the public hands an important portion of the Los Cerritos Wetlands? But since this deal was first brought before the public, many worrisome details have come out, and these details are not small and insignificant. They are at the heart of our ability to protect and restore the wetlands, and we feel unequivocally must be addressed before any vote is taken on this swap, despite some recent readings we've had about this perhaps not moving forward if a vote isn't taken. We think you should not vote until you have definitive answers to the following questions. Number one is cost. It is nice and generous, and I mean that sincerely, for the city to agree to subsidize this land swap. Since it is true, we have no clear evaluation of what the dollar value of wetlands is. And yes, wetlands are priceless. However, because we don't have a clear picture of how polluted the land is, how much of the land is restorable as wetlands, how much it will cost to clean up, and how much of that land will be required to remain as oil wells and roads to service those wells. The state of California, as you know, is prohibited from paying more than fair market value for the open space it acquires, and we know the city is not. But it is reasonable to be concerned that if the city takes a big financial hit to purchase these wetlands, perhaps future city councils, and it looks more and more likely like it will be a future city council, may well be tempted to sell them off or use them for purposes other than as protected habitat. Guarantees. We have said all along that a good way to help ensure this land remain as open space as it awaits its transfer to the Los Cerritos Wetlands Authority is with a conservation easement or a deed restriction that travels with the land as part of the deal. The city will not do that because to do so, they say, will depress the value of the land. But that is indeed the best way and a good way to demonstrate to the public that the city's intentions towards this land are to protect and preserve it. And we've seen conservation easements and deed restrictions in some of the major land protection deals in California. Given how broke the state of California is, how little funding is available, even for priority acquisitions like the Los Cerritos Wetlands, we now know, all of us, that it will be a long time before this land can be acquired, especially when you factor in the price tag for cleaning up the toxins in the soil. Zoning. The city seems to think this wetlands parcel to be traded is zoned as commercial, but that is not the case, and I've sent the council members some information about that. This land has never been certified commercial by the Coastal Commission. This means the land is likely considered wetlands by the Coastal Commission and worth less on the open real estate market than the city thinks it is. Since no state agency will buy it for anywhere near what the city paid for it, it's only a matter of logic that this makes the city in a more vulnerable position financially and more tempted to exploit this land. The latest news is that the landowner has put the oil rights on this land up on the open market. Who will the new owner be? Will he be a locally owned, responsible company like Signal Hill Petroleum, or a cash-strapped, highly leveraged firm that will put priority of extractions against environmental protection? I'd like to conclude by telling you that we support any and all efforts to protect this important community resource, and we appreciate the fact that a lot of work has been done to shape this deal into a deal that would benefit the city and the environment. But the fact remains, there are too many questions to be negotiated and that need to be answered before this land swap moves forward. We believe that the City Council should not vote on this proposal until the questions we have raised have been fully answered, and we ask the City Council to postpone a vote on this land swap. Thank you.